All right, let's dive in. We're tackling something huge today, something that definitely keeps people up at night. Just how vulnerable our digital world feels.
It really does. It seems like every other day there's another breach.
Exactly. And sharing sensitive data, it feels riskier than ever. But what if there was a way to make it genuinely secure? Secure even against, you know, future threats like quantum computers. That's what we're digging into today. We're focusing on a company, Entrada Solutions. They're making some big claims about revolutionizing secure data sharing using really advanced crypto.
That's right.
So our mission here is to really pull apart their approach. What tech are they actually using? And how are they aiming to give, you know, maximum protection for really sensitive info?
And just so you know where we're coming from, we've really immersed ourselves in their documents, white papers, technical summaries, market analysis, the whole lot.
Okay.
Our goal for you in this deep dive is to basically extract the key stuff, the important nuggets from all that material. Consider it your fast track to understanding what they're doing.
Good stuff. So it sounds like a massive challenge they're tackling. What are the main problems, the big vulnerabilities with data sharing now that Entrada wants to fix? Because honestly, it often feels like we're just patching holes.
You really hit the nail on the head there. The sources we looked at are pretty clear on the current threats. First off, there's the big one looming, quantum computing.
Right.
The encryption we rely on now, things like RSA and ECC, they're built on math problems that, well, quantum computers might just solve incredibly quickly. Rendering them useless, that's a huge future risk.
Okay, that's definitely forward-looking. What about right now?
Well, right now, a major issue is unencrypted data processing.
Mm-hmm.
Often, data has to be decrypted to actually be worked on or analyzed. And that moment, that's when it's vulnerable.
Ah, okay. Well, it's in use.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's inadequate access controls. Many systems use permissions that are too broad or static. They don't really handle granular access well, leading to people seeing things they shouldn't. They just aren't dynamic enough for today's world.
Makes sense.
And don't forget identity disclosure risks. Sometimes the very process of proving who you are can leak sensitive personal details. Think about old authentication methods.
Yeah, I can see that.
Plus, there are always regulatory compliance gaps. Data protection rules are constantly changing, and falling behind creates security holes, not to mention legal risks.
Always a moving target.
Definitely.
Mm.
And finally, even the logging systems can be weak. Traditional logs might not be tamper-proof, making it hard to reliably track who did what or even detect a breach properly.
Wow, okay. That's quite a list.
Yeah.
It really shows how layered the problem is.
No.
So given all that, how does Entrada Solutions actually propose to fix things? What's their core idea?
Their core answer is this thing they call Secure Privacy Enhanced Encrypted Data Sharing. SPEEDS, for short.
SPEEDS, okay.
Yeah. And the idea isn't just small fixes. It's about, you know, fundamentally changing how data sharing works by building a whole security ecosystem, using top-tier encryption and identity tech together.
An ecosystem, right. And the sources mention five specific cutting-edge technologies that make up this ecosystem. Sounds impressive. Let's maybe break those down one by one.
Absolutely. These are the building blocks. So first, there's post-quantum cryptography, PQC.
Okay, PQC, for the quantum threat we mentioned.
Precisely. It's encryption designed from the ground up to resist attacks from quantum computers. It uses different math problems, often things like lattice-based crypto that we think quantum computers won't be able to crack easily, unlike RSA or ECC.
So it's future-proofing the encryption itself.
Exactly. Quantum-resistant security, future-proof protection, and it helps meet those emerging standards. That's PQC.
Got it. What's next?
Next is fully homomorphic encryption, or FHE. Now, this one is pretty mind-bending.
Yeah.
It lets you perform calculations directly on encrypted data without ever decrypting it first.
Wait, really? How does that even work?
Think of it like operating on data inside a locked box. You never open the box, but the result you get after the computation is the same as if you'd done it on the original unlocked data.
Wow.
Okay.
The huge benefit. Zero data exposure during processing. It's massive for secure cloud computing. The cloud provider never sees your raw data, and for privacy-preserving analytics.
That sounds revolutionary. Okay, FHE, what's the third pillar?
Third is zero-knowledge proofs, ZKP. This is all about smarter identity verification.
Okay, how so?
It lets you prove something is true, like, say, you're over 18, without revealing the actual information that proves it, like your specific birthday.
Ah, interesting. So you prove the fact without giving away the data.
Exactly. The benefits are huge for privacy.
Mm.
Private authentication, verifying credentials without disclosure. It really boosts user privacy.
Makes sense. Number four.
Number four is attribute-based access control, ABAC. Think of this as really fine-grained adaptive permission control.
Adaptive.
Yeah, instead of just a simple yes or no based on who you are, access is granted based on multiple things. Your attributes, like your role or department, what resource you're trying to access, and even context, like the time of day or your location.
So it's much more dynamic than traditional roles. Much more. It allows for super granular control, policies that adapt to the situation, and actually simplifies managing permissions in complex setups.
Okay, ABAC, and the last one.
The fifth pillar is advanced cryptographic logging. This is about creating tamper-proof records.
Tamper-proof logs? How?
It uses cryptography to secure the logs themselves. This creates verifiable, auditable digital records of everything that happens. You get immutable audit trails, which is critical for compliance, and complete transparency for tracking transactions.
Well, got it. Secure records of everything?
Pretty much.
Okay, wow. That's a serious toolkit. PQC, FHE, ZKP, ABAC, and cryptographic logging. But what really stands out from the sources is that these aren't just separate tools. Entrada seems to have woven them together into a process, right? A five-stage secure data access process.
That's absolutely key. It's not just having the tech, it's how they integrate it. They've designed a flow to protect data at every single step.
So walk us through that. How does it work in practice?
Okay, so step one, identity verification. This kicks things off using those zero-knowledge proofs. You prove who you are, but privately.
Right, the ZKP part.
Step two. Data encryption. Once you're verified, the data itself gets encrypted using the post-quantum quantum-safe methods and secured for storage.
PQC, encryption applied. Okay.
Step three, access control. Now, the attribute-based access control, ABAC, kicks in. It checks your attributes and the context to decide if and how you can access the encrypted data.
The smart permissions layer.
Exactly. Step four, secure processing. If you need to compute on the data, this is where fully homomorphic encryption comes in. The analysis happens on the encrypted data, no decryption needed.
The FHE magic, no exposure during use.
Correct. And finally, step five, audit trail. Throughout this whole process, the advanced cryptographic logging is recording everything securely, creating that verifiable, tamper-proof record.
Okay, that paints a very clear picture. Identity, encryption, access, processing, logging, all secured with these advanced crypto methods working together.
That's the idea, a multi-layered defense.
So, let's bring it back to the listener. After hearing all this, what does it actually mean for you? Why is this Entrada approach genuinely different from, say, just adding more firewalls or standard encryption?
Yeah, that's the crucial question. And the sources really point to a few key differentiators. First is what they call integrated innovation.
Integrated innovation.
Right. Unlike many security tools that are just point solutions fixing one specific problem, Entrada is combining all five of these advanced technologies into one unified system. It's comprehensive by design. It addresses current threats and future ones like quantum all at once. That integration is complex but powerful.
So it's the synergy, not just the parts.
Exactly. Second, it's built as a future-ready platform. The architecture is designed to be scalable and adaptable. So as threats evolve or regulations change, the platform can adapt too. It protects the investment long-term.
Okay, adaptable, good point.
And third, and this is a big claim, is zero compromise security.
Zero compromise, meaning?
Meaning they aim to provide top-level data privacy and security without making the system unusable or slow, which is often the trade-off with strong security. They want secure collaboration to be practical, not painful.
That's often the sticking point, isn't it? Security versus usability.
It really is. They're trying to solve that dilemma.
Okay, those are compelling advantages.
Yeah.
But let's get practical. Where does this kind of advanced tech actually make a difference? Can you give us some real-world examples from the sources?
Sure. The applications are pretty broad. Think about healthcare. Sharing patient data for research is vital, but privacy is paramount. Speeds could allow that, ensuring HIPAA compliance while keeping data fully private.
Okay, healthcare. Sensitive data there for sure.
Or financial services. Analyzing financial data, recording, all under strict regulations. FHE, for example, could let banks analyze encrypted customer data without ever exposing it.
Right. Meeting compliance without risk.
For government, it could enable secure data sharing between agencies, crucial for national security, but with verifiable tamper-proof records.
Interagency collaboration securely.
In research and development, imagine companies collaborating on sensitive projects, sharing insights derived from data, but without ever revealing their underlying proprietary data sets to each other, thanks to things like FHE or ZKP.
Protecting IP while collaborating, that's big.
Absolutely. And cloud computing, using the cloud for sensitive data processing, becomes much safer if the cloud provider literally cannot see the unencrypted information. FHE is key there.
Takes away a major cloud security concern.
It does. And finally, just general multi-party collaboration between different organizations, enabling secure data sharing while each party maintains complete control and sovereignty over their own data.
So really applicable across many sectors dealing with sensitive information.
Definitely.
And the sources even put some numbers on the potential benefits, which is always interesting. They talk about things like an 85% reduction in data breach risk.
Yes, that was one figure mentioned.
And 90% faster compliance audits. That would make auditors happy.
The cryptographic logging helps streamline that significantly, according to the material.
A 60% cut in security overhead sounds appealing, too. And they claim it's a 100% future-proof investment because of the PQC and adaptability.
Those are the kinds of ROI figures they project, aiming to shift security from just a cost center to a strategic advantage.
It sounds transformative, but how does a company actually get there? Is it a massive upheaval?
Well, the sources lay out a fairly standard phased approach. It usually starts with assessment and planning, understanding the current setup and needs, then a pilot deployment, testing it in a limited way, followed by full integration with training, and then ongoing support and optimization to keep it running smoothly and adapt it.
So manageable steps rather than a big bang.
That seems to be the plan, yes.
Okay, so if we were to boil this all down, the real aha moment from this deep dive seems to be this shift, right? Moving away from fragmented, often reactive security fixes.
Right, patching things after the fact.
Towards something proactive, deeply integrated, and genuinely comprehensive. A system that tackles today's mess and prepares for tomorrow's threats, like quantum computing.
That's a perfect summary. It's a holistic vision for data protection.
Which leads to a final thought, maybe something for you, the listener, to chew on.
Yeah, thinking beyond just Entrata, how might the wider adoption of these core technologies like fully homomorphic encryption or zero-knowledge proofs fundamentally change things? Not just in the industries we mentioned, but maybe even reshape our whole concept of data ownership and privacy online.
Mm-hmm.
What new possibilities open up when you can share and compute data with truly zero compromise on privacy? What does that future look like for you?
That's a great question to end on. Lots to think about there. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the future of secure data sharing.
My pleasure.
Until next time, stay curious.